Let me commend you for your institution building program. Mm-hmm. I've read the report of the Commonwealth Judges Association program.
Thank
it matches
you.
Very closely what you're planning to do.
Thank you.
As an aside, I had the privilege of teaching Iraqi judges for mm-hmm. 3 years in various programs in Prague, where
Fantastic.
We bring the judges there. And ironically, with all the problems they face, with the killings, with the shootings, the instability of the government, their primary fear was how to deal with the press.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems to be a universal concern
of course.
On the part of the judges. One last question.
Yes.
Do you have hope for the future of the Rwandan courts?
Rwandan court or ICTR?
No, the Rwandan courts.
The Rwandan court? I do not wish to get involved into politics there. If you rephrase your question, I might be able to answer it better.
That's a challenge.
Have him
rephrase it. Well, that thought crossed my mind. Is that fair? I think I have just been tossed what we call a puffball. I will toss it. You've been to the United States, so you understand. So I will toss it back. I'll let you answer your own question.
Mm.
Hope for the ICTR.
Good.
Better.
My hope is that ICTR, I want to dream of the end of the ICTR proceedings that will be judged by history of having been fair to all parties involved. I do not wish the next generation to say that we fail Rwanda. My fear is that Rwanda has gone through a tremendous havoc and everybody was dirty. Some people were more dirtier than others. And for me, I really hope that nobody among the Rwandis at the end of the process of ICTR shall feel that he has received a special passport labeling impunity passport, that he can flag and say, I can enjoy impunity. My fear is that would we have the necessary courage to live up to the full extent to the beliefs of the people of Rwanda that justice that is not possible within the confines by their own brothers and sisters, that justice could also be attainable at the international level. They place hope in international justice the same way the people of Rwanda were placing hope in the UN soldiers, to hope that they can intervene and stop the killings and save them. But ultimately, most of them were not saved. They died. And they were saved by their own brothers who fought to win the war. By winning the war, they did also some bad acts, certainly. I want to believe that international justice, that all those, whether they are Hutus or Tutsis or Twa, were hoping for, will be one that will appease them forever, but not one that will be a cause for future revenge or future attempt to bring about bloodshed. I love that country so much, but I want to believe that when we stop as ICTR, when we give to Ban Ki-moon or whoever will come after Ban Ki-moon the keys of this tribunal, that all of us will go with a peace of mind, saying that yes, we have done something that will survive and make Rwanda not to go back again. Would that be possible? I hope to live and see it. But with respect to Rwandan judiciary, I pray to God to bless them, to ask them to forgive one another, to tell the truth to one another, to accept that not all everybody was clean. Some were dirty, some were more dirty, and they should all repent and find a way to bring all into their own game, to clean up their mess and to trust one another to live again, not under the control of any guns, not under the control of any law and order, but with the willingness, the same way that your founding members or founding fathers got together in the middle of slavery and adopted the now famous unanimous declaration of July 1776, that we all hold this to be self-evident truth, that we are all born equals, we enjoy the full right, we don't want nobody to take advantage of the others. Let's see the new Rwanda be Rwanda for all, not Rwanda for the minority, or not Rwanda for the majority, or not Rwanda for the other disenfranchised group. All of them should be in and enjoy fully the fruit of their renewal. This is very important. The redemption of the whole country and the renewal process must be something that should come from Rwanda. And the justice system will only be successful if they all want it. That is my, I believe, my closing argument on this. Thank you.